I think that some of you know that Sister Sharon Bongiorno serves our cathedral family as visitation coordinator for all those who are sick and homebound. She's a member of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, whose mother house is located in La Crosse, Wisconsin. On December 2, 1923, a fire broke out in that convent and quickly raged through the building, despite the valiant efforts of the La Crosse Fire Department. 135 sisters escaped the fire, while one sister, Sister Mary Ledwina, did not. Her charred body was found just outside of the door to her cell, where she had succumbed to the smoke and the flames. Throughout the course of the fire, which lasted several hours, these Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration maintained adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. So two by two, an hour by hour, they quietly and reverently entered and exited the Maria Angelorum Chapel attached to the south end of the convent. In what many describe as a miracle, the flames came to the door of the chapel and stopped at the feet of a statue of Saint Michael the Archangel, which had been placed right there in the vestibule. Despite that raging fire, which destroyed much of the Saint Rose Convent, the Maria Angelorum Chapel was spared and stands still to this day. Sister Sharon and her Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration are obviously members of the religious family founded by Saint Francis of Assisi. Saint Clare of Assisi is remembered as Francis's most faithful follower and co-founder of the Franciscan movement. And just as there was a Eucharistic miracle at the Maria Angelorum Chapel in 1923, St. Clare herself was the principal participant in a Eucharistic miracle that happened 700 years earlier. In September of 1240 AD, at the convent of San Damiano in Assisi, Italy, Muslim crusaders threatened to attack and plunder St. Clare's monastery. St. Clare defended the sisters, not with spears or bow and arrows. She defended her sisters with the Most Blessed Sacrament exposed in the monstrance. She confronted the Islamic invaders while holding the Eucharist resting in an ivory case, which she raised high in the air. When the attackers saw the courage of those sisters in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament, they were taken aback. They were filled with fear, and they fled back over the walls that they had just breached. And the sisters and the entire town of Assisi were left in peace. As we continue to walk through this year of the Eucharist, we have chosen St. Clare of Assisi to honor as the Eucharistic saint for this month of August. An image of Clare repelling the Muslim violence rests here in our sanctuary and will be here all throughout the month. You can't see the detail of the image very well from where you are, so I would encourage you at some point after Mass, or certainly some point during the month of August, to step into the sanctuary and to look at that particular scene and that particular miracle. The miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, which we heard about in today's Gospel, prefigured the miracle of the Eucharist. And we see that, we hear that in those very familiar words to us as Catholics in this passage. Jesus looks up to heaven. He says a blessing. He breaks the loaves and gives them to the disciples, who in turn gives them to the people. And then the passage ends by assuring all of us that they all ate until they were satisfied. And while indeed it was a miracle to feed a vast crowd of hungry people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, that miracle paled in comparison to what Jesus would institute at the Last Supper. One nourished physical hunger, while the other fed a spiritual hunger, which has in turn fed and nourished our church throughout the ages to this very day as we journey to eternal life. During this month of August, we look to St. Clare to teach us Franciscan values as they relate to a profound devotion to the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. May her prayers from heaven, as well as the prayers of the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration and the Poor Clare Sisters here on earth, may all of those prayers assist us to deepen our love for Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. St. Francis and St. Clare, pray for us.